WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everybody, Logan Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood Spartan Mindset Coach. Ever feel like anxiety's got you in a chokehold? Like fear's constantly whispering doubts in your ear? You know that feeling when you're about to take the stage for a presentation, or you're walking into a room full of new faces, and your heart starts racing like it's auditioning for a NASCAR race. Yeah, we've all been there. But guess what? Today, we're breaking down fear and anxiety like they're a Spartan shield wall head-on, no hesitation. Because let's be real, life throws curveballs, but we don't need to be thrown off our game. We can learn to conquer these feelings and come out stronger on the other side. So, how do we become masters of our own minds instead of letting fear rule the roost? Here are five key takeaways to keep in mind. First, identify your triggers. What situations or thoughts send those anxiety alarm bells ringing? Is it public speaking, social interactions, deadlines? Pinpointing these triggers is like identifying the weak points in a Spartan formation. Once you know where they are, you can start strategizing how to fortify them. Keep a journal, jot down those moments when fear creeps in and what precedes it. You'll start noticing patterns, trust me. Second, challenge your negative thoughts. Those inner voices telling you can't do this or you're going to fail. They're basically the Trojan horse of anxiety. Recognize them for what they are. Unhelpful chatter that doesn't have a basis in reality. Instead of letting those thoughts control you, reframe them. Ask yourself, is there evidence to support this thought? Or better yet, what would I tell a friend who is having this thought? Often, the answer is get real. There, practice mindfulness. Ever heard that saying, be present in the moment? It's not just some hippy-dippy mantra, it's powerful. When you're anxious, your mind tends to jump into the future, worrying about what might happen. Mindfulness techniques like meditation or deep breathing can help ground you in the present, calming that racing heart and bringing clarity. Think of it as a Spartan shield, protecting your mind from those pesky anxiety arrows. Fourth, build resilience. Spartans didn't become legends by shying away from challenges. Embrace discomfort, step outside your comfort zone regularly. Each time you face a fear head-on, you build resilience, that inner strength that says bring it on. It's like training for battle, one sparring session at a time. Finally, remember self-care is not selfish. It's essential for your mental and physical well-being. Get enough sleep, eat nourishing foods, move your body, spend time with loved ones, do things that bring you joy. Think of it like prepping your armor. You wouldn't go into battle rusty and exhausted, would you? Now let me paint a picture for you. Imagine Sarah, a graphic designer who dreads client presentations. Her heart pounds, her palms sweat, and she feels like she's about to faint every time she has to present her work. But Sarah decides to take action. She starts practicing mindfulness techniques, challenging those negative thoughts, I can do this, and focusing on the positive aspects of presenting, sharing her creativity. Slowly but surely, she builds her confidence and begins to enjoy the process. Sarah's story isn't unique. It's a reminder that we all have the power within us to overcome fear and anxiety. By recognizing our triggers, challenging those negative thoughts, practicing mindfulness, building resilience, and prioritizing self-care, we can reclaim control of our minds and live more fearless, fulfilling lives. So, are you ready to unleash your inner Spartan? Remember, fear is a liar. It whispers doubts, but it's up to us to choose whether we listen. We can choose courage, we can choose action, and we can choose to dominate every day. Let me know in the comments what strategies have helped you conquer fear and anxiety. Share your story, inspire others, and let's build a community of fearless Spartans together. Until next time, keep training hard, life free, and remember, you got this.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.